Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Small children are so much fun to be around, and sometimes we can learn important lessons from them. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber shares some recent personal experiences with his two granddaughters, 8-week-old Addison and 5-year-old Isla, and how he has not only enjoyed those times, but gleaned spiritual truths from them.
You know, it's kind of a standard thing that when grandparents want to start talking about their grandkids, people run away because they know the grandparents are going to go on and on. But I do want to talk about my two granddaughters. My oldest granddaughter is 5. Her name is Isla. And my youngest granddaughter is, by the time you hear this, about 8 weeks old. She was born July 1st of this year, 2020. And it is amazing how sweet they are and beautiful they are. Addison and her family, she's the daughter of my oldest son, Jonathan, are living with us currently. Jonathan is refurbishing a house. He bought a fixer-upper, and he is fixing it up himself. And so he's almost done, and we just told them, hey, you guys come live with us after the baby's born, because his wife was having a C-section. We knew they were going to need help. No family in the area. So we're really enjoying helping them out and just really enjoying Addison, sweet little Addison. I just love holding her. A lot of times at night, get home, you know, from the office here, and, babies tend to get a little colicky in the early evening, so we're holding and rocking and bouncing and doing all this. But she gets calm, and a lot of times I'll just lay her on my chest, and I'll lay down on the couch with her laying on top of my chest, and I think she likes hearing that heartbeat. But the very simple lesson from her is she can be at such peace and just be sitting there so calm. And then, you know, then babies start getting squirmy, right? And you never know why they're getting squirmy. Is it an explosion in their diaper? You usually hear that. We've heard a few of those. Is it, you know, a little bit of gas? Is there something uncomfortable? Or are they hungry? Or are they tired? That seems, the diaper change, the tiredness, or the hunger. Those seem to be the three main reasons. But man, when she's hungry, she lets you know. That little, tiny, sweet, innocent baby just will not get comfortable. You can see it. She starts squirming. She starts bobbing her head a little bit. And then here come the cries. And those cries are different than other cries. She is just so hungry for milk. She just loves to drink milk. It's just natural to her. Nobody had to teach her how to do that. That's who she is. And interestingly, her mom is nursing, but she's already started early on teaching her to take a bottle as well from some of her own breast milk. And she takes a bottle very well. So I've been able to, you know, Tish and I both have been able to feed her bottles and everything. But man, the hunger is there. The hunger is there. And I think about what the scripture says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word so you can grow thereby. Just like a newborn baby. In those moments, they're only interested in one thing. That you know, you can talk to them, you can pat them, you can rock them, you can bounce them. But if they're hungry, none of those things are going to last very long. They aren't the solution. The only solution is to get that milk in the mouth. It's just reminded me again, we had 3 kids growing up, of course, but it just reminded me again, babies crave milk. They want to grow. I mean, that's how they grow. So we, as believers, some of us have been believers for a while now, and maybe it's good just to ask yourself, do I have that hunger for the word? And if you don't, I would just say, talk to the Lord about it. Lord, I want to hunger for your word. You know, maybe there's a time in your life when you hungered for the word more. Obviously, there are things that distract us from it, and that's part of it. Part of it is not just prayer, but part of it is our own clearing our own mind and our schedule and setting aside time to be with God. But just praying and asking God, that is one of the things I'm learning from Addison. Now, Isla, on the other hand, is 5, and her parents are missionaries. They are in the States for a period now doing an internship out on the West Coast. And my wife and I were very blessed and very thankful we got to go out, take some of our vacation time to go out there and spend 8 or 9 days with them recently. And she's 5 years old. Her birthday was in July. She is at such an inquisitive age, such a conversational age. She talks a lot. She'll ask great questions. One day we were outside their house, and she had some chalk, and she was drawing things on the sidewalk, and I actually taught her how to play tic-tac-toe. And we played game after game after game of tic-tac-toe on that sidewalk. But one of the things she really, really loves to do is read. They love for her and Judah, her brother, who's 3 years old, they love for you to read to them. We did a lot of while we were inside. We did a lot of reading of books, and this event happened at least 2 different times while we were there. It was a different situation that caused it to come about, but here it was: we're sitting on the couch, and I'm reading a book to Isla, and I think if I remember correctly, Isla's sitting there on my left, and Judah's sitting on my right, and we're reading through it, and then their youngest brother, Matthias, who was born in January, so just a few months old, Natalie entered the room with him. And so I paused for a minute, and I just kind of greeted, you know, "Hey, Matthias." And Isla, very sweetly, she didn't say anything out loud, but very sweetly, she got up in my ear, and she put her hands around her mouth, and she whispered, "Don't get distracted. Keep on reading." That happened at least twice. There was something else, you know, something else going on in the house while I was reading. And I paused just for a minute. I wasn't quitting. I wasn't going anywhere. But it was like, yeah, that's what they call me. That's the Chinese name for grandfather. Yeah, don't get distracted. Keep on reading. I said, okay. And I just started back reading. And I thought about it. As I thought about it, you know, how many times do we get distracted? And that really ties in with even Addison, you know, hungering for the Word. And we get distracted easily in our Christian life. There are so many things, and sometimes they're good things. Sometimes the good is the enemy of the best, because the good is usually, quote, urgent. And sometimes we choose the urgent over what is really important. And I just want to encourage you today to hear those simple words. Don't get distracted. Keep on reading. There's a lot to distract us in our world, in the media, in our schedules, and busyness, and all of that. But the Word of God is powerful. It's wonderful. It's our food. It's what God has given us to communicate to us and to grow us as believers in Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, it is the way God wants to grow you, or one of the main ways. If you're not a Christian, the message of the gospel is clear in the Bible, that we're sinful. Christ is perfect. He's the Son of God. He died, was buried, and rose again to save you. And the Word, reading about Him and the Word, hearing about Him can lead you to salvation. It can lead you to faith in Jesus, and we hope that will happen. If you're a Christian already, I encourage you today, don't get distracted. Keep on reading.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.